Blog Talk Radio.
Answer. What you bitches want from us?
What?
What they want from
on
us?
The beat.
What? While Shonda was promoting,
right?
Sunny out this smoke. Please to be the host.
Murder
me, gun tote. Neat, crutch. Nicky got the cleaver. About two things, Queen Bee and Diva.
Featuring all y'all daily,
but yet and still. Now y'all on some bitch shit, like that dude from True Hill. But yet and still, I'ma still play your record. 8 seasons, about to be 10, give me a second.
All systems check. 3, 2, 1.
Get ready for your DJ.
Hands down the best party mixer.
The Stage Radio.
Now with the hottest party mix.
Let's get this party started.
Drop the beat.
Intentions always sweet, maybe. That's just being bad, but I'm so good. Loving like a sea, baby. Intentions always.
Hey guys, it's your girl Nikki holding it down for my ladies as usual. Oh, it is Wednesday. Let's see who else is in the building with me tonight.
Hey, you guys, Diva is in the building. Hey, Diva.
Hey, Beefy. Shout out to Cinco de Mayo. Every year. You got static in your line, Beefy. Every year, Beefy goes.
I don't know why. Do I sit still?
Nope, that sounds a lot better. Yeah. That's better. But every year,
I was jerking off the phone.
Oh, Lord. He requires me to cook a whole lot of taco stuff. Man, I'm tired. I got off work. I cooked food. I took my one shot for Cinco de Mayo. Yee-kee-kee. And then I ate.
You took a half a shot.
Yeah, I just worked with me because that's where I'm at with my life. Diva, how's your week going?
My week was long, and I didn't get anything done that I needed to do until today.
But it got done.
But I wanted it to get done earlier because today is my last day.
Oh, man.
Right.
Beastie, how's your week going?
My week going good, man. It's been pretty good. It's been unproductive, I want to say, because there's a lot of stuff I need to do. It's a lot of stuff. I'm months behind. Like, I got to do a Miss Diva project. I got to do a project for A-Game. I got to do a project for Kazerni. I got to do so many. I'm months behind. I know Miss Diva and Kazerni ready to kill me. But I got y'all, man. So I just got to get my shit together,
not a word.
I just got to get my shit together. I got y'all. I love y'all. I hope y'all know that. Y'all was Cinco de Mayo. So I'm going to continue to enjoy my Cinco de Mayo. I'm out of here. I see y'all at 10 when somebody going off that bridge. Love y'all.
This guy is crazy. Thank you.
Hey, guys. My week is going productively. You know, like I told you, I got the job I wanted, you know. So that was a blessing for me. Yeah, I've been waiting patiently. Now I'm ready.
Congratulations.
You know, so this week has been a good week. Thank you, Diva.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm trying to get this bag, man.
That's what's up. But, so y'all know what.
And I'm full right now, so I might be talking slow.
And you're full, so I'm talking slow, too, so we'll understand each other. How was those tacos, though?
Oh, my God, it was amazing. It was so good.
Okay.
We have a debate down here because I said that the red chips, to me, taste better with the dip than the blue chips. I had to try it out. I did the red one first, and it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The blue one is good. Mm-hmm. If there was no more red, I'd eat the blue. But that dip with that red chip, yes. Nah, it's good if there's no more red. Like, you did your thing. You done put your foot, elbow, and the whole Cinco de Mayo in that whole meal. I can barely breathe right now.
Shout out to the whole.
I thank you.
Send my homemade taco dip. I got y'all.
Yeah, shout out.
Maybe y'all want the rest. I got y'all.
You're missing out on this one, Diva. This ain't good.
It's Wednesday. She knows how to get some.
I was supposed to come by today because today's my last day, but everything happened to be done on today. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I ate enough for
the halfway house. But anyway,
huh?
Like I said,
it ain't too late. Come on.
I'm packing.
There.
I'm packing.
Sir. Sir, I ain't sleepy. You gotta let this show roll on. We gonna get through it. Because I should not have eaten. I should not be eating tacos. I am so sleepy. Okay. Anyway, it's Wednesday. We got a letter. We got music. The ladies is in the building. This letter.
No.
He's still talking. This letter also asks for us to go easy on them. So I'm going to go into some music. We're going to come back with the letter. Let's see what this guy got to say.
First of all, don't tell me when you're tired. We have to speed up the show. Because I was tired, had an interview, and you Humphrey Bogart my interview last night.
I'm holding you down.
Great
I'm holding
interview.
You down.
Nah, you
great
wasn't
interview.
Holding me down.
Was
you was holding me
down.
Up. Humphrey Bogart my interview last night. Don't tell me no bullshit about your show. You're going to be the first one to go. You're going to be in the driver's seat.
Then we ain't going nowhere. If I'm driving. Nope.
Nikki, play the music. Oh, it's too early. I'm sorry. I'll see y'all at 10 o'clock.
Right. We'll be back.
Bye.
This is Ryan Toby, where you come. I'm trying to find some music that will coincide with this letter, so work with me tonight. We'll be back.
Drunk off you, I'm overhung. I wake up at night, but when you're there, sometimes you sleep, I smell your hair. Cause you smell like a dream, sunshine and fresh air. Come put your broken heart in my repair. I can't wait, so I'm waking you up. 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm waking you up. I love that you're here, but the way you come. I love that you're here, but the way you come. Love that you're here, but the way you come. Give me that morning glory, backshot of that lordy, lordy. Fuck me back to sleep and snoring. My ex used to fuck me boring. But you got that morning glory, backshot of that lordy, lordy. Fuck me back to sleep and snoring. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, you're the one. I'm drunk off you, I'm overhung. I wake up at night, but when you're there, sometimes you sleep, I smell your hair. Cause you smell like a dream, sunshine and fresh air. Come put your broken heart in my repair. I can't wait, so I'm waking you up. 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm waking you up. I love that you're here, but the way you come. Love that you're here, but the way you come. Love that you're here, but the way you come. Give me that morning glory, backshot of that lordy, lordy. Fuck me back to sleep and snoring. My ex used to fuck me boring. But you got that morning glory, backshot of that lordy, lordy. Fuck me back to sleep.
Thanks, Mailbox. We just got a letter. 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 Wonder who it's from.
Hey, Mailbox. Thanks. Okay, y'all. Queen Bee is in the building. Did you read this letter, Queen Bee?
Yeah, I read the letter.
Okay. Can you read the letter for me, please? Because the way it's written, you know I heard your voice. Read this letter for me, please.
You want me to read it like I read it?
Oh, honey, let me take my mask off.
All right, y'all ready?
We ready.
Yep.
Hey, y'all. All right, so how you feel about your significant other watching porn, right, and masturbating right next to you in bed while you're trying to sleep? Yeah, I bugged out. You know, I'm trying to get a little better. I'll be escalating shit sometimes. But I tipped up because he had me fucked up. I asked this nigga to at least have the fucking decency to go to the damn bathroom or something way before this shit even happened. Apparently, last night, he decided it was okay to do that shit at 4 a.m. Shit woke me up. And I had to be up at 6 a.m. for work. But whenever I try to bring up something that be bothering me, it's like it's not a fucking big deal. I brought it up later in the day instead of going off at 4 a.m. And this motherfucker tried to deny it, and that's what pissed me off. By the way, I don't give a shit that he be watching it, because, I mean, who doesn't? But I asked him not to watch it while I'm in the same room. I just need to vent. Y'all got any advice for me? I'm not the type to watch it with him either. But y'all really got to chill on me, all right? All right.
All right. Since she read that so eloquently, Diva, what you got on this letter first?
First of all, let's take a long sigh. Girl, why is she talking about take it easy on her? Okay, first of all, honey, if your man is laying in bed beside you and he is watching porn at 4 o'clock in the morning, that means he wants some. He has the urge. He's horny. If that's your man and y'all are committed to live together, that means, guess what? If he decides that he got to watch porn because he's feeling it at 4 o'clock in the morning, roll over or toot it up, because you could still be halfway asleep and toot it up so that man can get some, bruh. Like,
toot it up.
Apparently he's watching porn in the bed beside you because he's giving you the hint and you're not taking it subtly. Now, I can see if he felt like he needed to get up and go in the other room. That means he doesn't want to be to himself, because some men do that. But if he's doing it in bed beside you, that means he wants your butt and you not catching the hint. Toot that thing up, girl. Get extracurricular with him. Be his porn star. Why aren't y'all recording your own porn? And what woman does not watch porn with their man? Please explain why you don't watch porn with your man. You sit here and say everybody watches porn, but I don't watch it with him. Girl, if you don't be an adult for once, because that's childish.
Is it though?
No, it's not, because everybody don't watch porn. I don't watch that shit either. You got me fucked up, and I'm grown as fuck.
She said, she didn't say she didn't watch porn. She said she doesn't watch porn with him, is what she said. She didn't say she didn't watch porn.
I wouldn't watch it with him either.
I'm definitely going to address that when I chime in. Go ahead, Queen Bee, answer this letter.
Well, bitch, what I got to say to her motherfucking ass, first of all, I'm tired of these bitches writing us fucking letters talking about, take it easy on me.
Everybody, fuck you, girl. Fuck you, girl. Fuck you. Get out. All right, so let's get down to the nitty gritty. If it's 4 a.m. and your significant other has to do that, guess what? Baby, you didn't empty that motherfucking tank before you went to bed, baby. What's wrong with you? You should have stuck on that little wee-wee or hopped on that little wee-wee and emptied that motherfucking tank. Drain that bitch. He wasn't trying to drain his coffee if you drained it for him. All right. That's my take.
Okay. So, clearly, there's a disconnect somewhere. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt, right? Let's say she's tired. She worked. She got kids. I'm going to even throw in school or double shift. And she just got in the bed. And he was feeling like he was feeling. I think, number one, I think it's disrespectful in the sense where he watched it loud enough. You know your significant other. You know if it's going to piss her off. If you're trying to get her attention, just keep it a band. Let me get some, whatever the case is. But you just being loud, slapping your own cheeks, that's a lot. That's a lot. Like, that's a lot. And in regards to her watching it with him, some men, some women too, expect their significant others to perform like porn stars, the ones they see on the porn. They're acting on porn. They're acting on porn. Some people don't like it. So I get why she may not want to watch it with him. It's a stretch, but it's possible. I can't say nothing about going easy on you because you already know what it is. You know what you wrote into. The bottom line is this. You should have said something at 4 o'clock in the morning. I would have. It don't mean you had to go off. What you doing, you nasty? You don't have to do all that. I know. You know, a quick nigga, I know. He'll understand. You don't have to go hard. Like you said, you've been working on yourself, and you've been known to spaz out. But Queen B said you supposed to empty that pipe before it went to sleep.
That's a fact. That's a fact. At least he was watching porn. He didn't get up out of bed and go be with another bitch because
exactly.
You ain't what you were supposed to do. At least he was watching porn. You could have turned over and said, "Bae, I'm trying to sleep. You know I'm tired." I mean, that simple. It's the ways of communication. Like, girl, bah, 4 a.m., that man needed some. You should have been his personal porn star. Or just let him know that you was tired. At 4 a.m., whenever it get hard, that means they couldn't have been asleep that long if he was up at 4 a.m. and she had just laid down. So she couldn't have been too long with the sleep.
That's
so you was up
was
in the wee hours
of
the morning. You could have been up in the wee hours of the, you was already up in the wee hours of the morning. You could have gave him some before you went to bed, girl. And like I said, if you didn't want to get all active, you could have tooted that thing up and laid on your side and let him slide on in. Like, girl. It might be Simone voice. Baby girl. You should have just drained the pipe. Like Queen B said, like, why are we here? What are we doing?
Why are we here? What are we doing?
Right.
It just wasn't this serious to where, you know, we have to, or me, I have to try and use my imagination and create scenarios. All you had to do is roll over and tell him, like, bruh, have a conversation. Maybe he didn't feel comfortable enough to tell you that he was feeling away. Maybe he was wasted. And he was like, I'm not getting out of this bed. She going to hit it.
I'm going to put it on her butt cheek. I'm going to put it on her butt cheek. She going to feel this, like, or maybe he's always the one initiating, so he wanted you to know so that you can initiate or something, because, like, we grown. Ain't no way, like, bruh. And a lot of times as women, we do work. So a lot of times we are tired, and sometimes we'll get a pass for that. But if y'all was already up to the wee hours in the morning and you had not too long laid down and you had to be to work or be up at you, girl, you had time.
Girl.
What did Megan need to work? Right.
Quickies, anything. Anything. My thing is, she says that she just don't want to watch porn with him, so does she consider
that, like,
porn, her private time? Like, is that her private time? Is he not satisfying her in a way that, you know, is consistent to where she got to sneak off by herself, watch her porn, do what she got to do? And maybe he's just sick of shit. He just thought, I'm going to lay here and do it. Maybe she'll turn over and join me or something. I don't know, girl. It's no way to go easy. This is dumb as hell. Like,
Or maybe she's a private person and she feels like masturbating should be done privately.
Maybe.
And I get that, I guess. I get that, I guess. But if you are in a relationship with somebody that you sleep with every night, that means y'all are drooling on each other's pillow, y'all blowing y'all breath in each other's face when you sleep. Like, he sees the crust in your eyes when you wake up. You see the crust in his eyes when you wake up. Like, ain't no privacy in masturbating. Like, I don't know. Like, if he has to pull out porn and he's laying in the bed with you, that should be a sign. Like, ding, 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 ding. I want to fuck.
That's more than a sign. That's a notification. That's an alarm. That's like sirens. That's more than a sign. I don't know what to tell you. We're going to play some more music. We're going to come back. Go ahead. What'd you say?
I was just like, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand. And I'm trying not to call her all types of crazy and dumb, because I'm trying to take it easy on you. Not really, but really. Because you sound retarded. Remedial, even.
The car is backing out of the garage as we speak and preparing for a trip.
Yes,
we're
going on that trip.
Yes, you're going on that trip. We getting into this. See. I want to hear the show by Heavy Game. And we're going to play some drugs. We're going to come back. We're going to come back and play What If? Because I need to know what y'all would do in this situation. I mean, she didn't really give us much to go on, but, yeah, it doesn't make sense. So we do that. This is the show.
Start off on the bed, my head between your legs. You gon' get this work, girl, I hope you ain't scared. We gon' change positions, I'm missing, baby, I'm missing. I know you get dripping, look, baby, just let me kiss it. I just wanna take you to a place nice and quiet. Whatever happens, shorty, happens, we just vibing. We can take it fast, change the pace, take it slow. It's only me and you, baby, let's make a show.
Yeah, lights, camera, action.
Lights, camera, action.
You don't need no practice.
You need no practice.
Baby, you deserve an Oscar. 'Cause you the best actress.
Yeah.
I'ma give you a script and give you some tips and tell you what to do with your lips. She's new to this shit, so we gon' have to shoot a few clips. You moving too quick, let's slow it down the crew a little bit. Yeah, see, I know how to get you wet. I know it do something to you when I'm kissing on your neck. You get the bite and the scratching, baby, yeah, I know it's next. You tryna get straight to business, I love when Kitty flex. And she said, well, I swear to God, I think your shit the best. It's the final version, baby, I'ma press the set. First scene, I got the ice cream to rest in your breast. I might just drown in your ocean, I think I need
your best. Head between your legs, you gon' get this work, girl. I hope you ain't scared. We gon' change positions. I'm missing, baby, I miss it. I know you get tripping, but baby, just let me kiss it. I just wanna take you to a place nice and quiet. Whatever happens, shorty happens, we just vibing. We can take it fast, change the pace, take it slow. It's only me and you, baby, let's make a show. When we kissing, then we touching. When we touching, then we fucking. We got all night just to do it, baby. Ain't no need for rushing.
No.
You play your favorite song while I go put the camera on record. Cause I like to hit it right from behind. Made me wanna go and just press rewind. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I'ma kiss that kitty on the floor. Screaming so damn loud, the people knocking at the fucking door. You know you got that drip, it got that love, and it will never end. You got that type of footage that you wanna show your daughter on the bed. My head between your legs, you gon' get this work, girl. I hope you ain't scared. We gon' change positions, I mentioned, baby, I miss it. I know you get tripping, look, baby, just let me kiss it.
All right, True Music Management, Queen Behind the Scene, and you know I'm tuning in on Wednesdays to the Women's Takeover on the Stage Radio with Nikki and Mish.
Yes, yes, and this is Lila Ike, and I'm representing for the Women's Takeover show. And you don't know, say, with Nikki and Nisi. And I'm the biggest fan. Love how you play, yes, you are real champion. Word on the street, and this your show come for lockdown the scene. Keep it blazing.
Keep it blazing. It's still the WTW. So just piggybacking off the situation in this letter. Diva. What?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you, you know, I'm going to ask, what would you do? I'm going to say you're already asleep. And I don't even know how to. I don't even know. What are you going to do? And the porn is loud, and he's slapping his meat, and what's next? What's happening with you? I don't even know.
First of all, I don't even know a guy that's going to slap their meat while they watching porn, but.
Okay. I don't know. I'm just trying to get sound effects because she was mad. She was really mad. And, like, what could she have heard? Like, I don't know.
Well, if the porn was loud, if the porn was loud, I would, and I'm really, really, really tired, I would turn it set. I would ask him to turn it down. I would say, can you turn it down, please?
Do you think that's going to ruin his momentum? Like, he got to start over?
It may, but... if he's laying in the bed with me, there is no watching porn and you're laying in the bed with me because guess what? I don't care if it's 5 o'clock,
4:30, 3:30, 3 o'clock, you want it. We're laying in a bed together. 9 times out of 10, I'm half naked. Let's go.
Yeah, me. You're a soldier.
Wake me up.
I used to be a wake-me-up type person. But, jobs, kids, pets, I'm asleep. Let me sleep.
I wasn't always a wake-me-up person.
I can't. Queen B, what are you doing?
Is she double muted?
Probably is, because she's still there. She's still there. But me personally, I'm just gonna turn over and be like, yo, is it that serious? I may have an attitude because I can get a little attitude when I'm sleeping. Can you wake me up out of my sleep? I definitely can. But I just need to know, is it that serious? Like, is it something that we could have talked about? Like you said, Diva, she said that she recently laid down. So was he faking sleep while she was shutting the house down for the night? Like, I have so many questions. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. What the hell could y'all have been doing?
She better throw on that genuine. 5 o'clock. All alone. Hey, to you. Girl, turn that. Toot that thing up, in the words of Nelly. And it won't even Nelly. It was, what's his name? That he passed away last year. The pop, block, and drop it guy. Toot that thing up, mommy, let it roll. Girl.
Oh. Good. Okay, look. I got you. I got a message that says something I'm not okay with. He also said a while back he would never do it while I'm in the same room. Plus, it woke me up before I had to go to work. I would leave the room if I wanted to do the same thing. So it's not one-sided. We haven't gotten to that point as of yet, but we've talked about it before, so it's a work in progress in regards to pleasuring ourselves in front of each other.
But why are y'all masturbating in this? I'm even more confused. She probably should have kept that part to herself, too, because now I'm even more confused. Like, is it times where you're just not, y'all are just not attracted to each other, and that's why y'all masturbate in the same house at the same time? I mean, while y'all are together in the house at the same time, like, you just don't want it from him?
Okay.
You want it from yourself?
She says she must be young. Tell me how old you are. Send me a message. Tell me how old you are. She said they've been together almost 4 years, and he's her relationship and the first guy she's ever slept with. So she's still uncomfortable. She's probably a baby.
I hope she is, because then that would explain a little bit, but not too much, because even the young girls are super freaks. They're even more of a freak than, they're not even more of a freak than us older women are, but. Girl.
I mean, it just depends on what you was exposed to, the upbringing, I think, whether or not you're a super freak. Either you're curious.
I wasn't exposed to nothing.
You know, but you was curious. See? You have to have a balance, or you going to get somebody that break out the gate buck wild. Whether it's your daughter or your son. If you don't have some kind of balance, they're going to be too curious about it, and somebody's going to turn them out.
I let my kids know about everything so that they're aware. And my older kids are still super freaks for their mate. Let me
put that out there. Not for everybody, but for their mate. So, like, I'm confused now as to where, okay, you've been with him 4 years. Is it times where you just don't want to be intimate with him, or he don't want to be intimate with you, and that's why y'all masturbate if y'all are in the house at the same time? Because then maybe I could understand, because I'm not saying that everybody has to, I'm not going to say, oh, if your man is masturbating, then blase, blase, blah, because there's times where men will do that. And a lot of times they're not even in the same room, and it doesn't mean that they're not getting sex. It means that, you know, at that time. But if he's in the same bed with you, that means he's really trying to give you a hint, because like I said, if she's young, she ain't initiating it. So he's the one that always has to initiate it, especially since that's her first. She's not fully aware of how to initiate anything. So maybe he's trying to help her out with getting on that train. And if that's what it is, then that's why he's doing it in front of you, to let you know, hey, 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 I want some.
But they just got to know each other. She said they've only been staying together for 5 months, and all kinds of little things are coming out. First of all, when y'all move in with each other, when you move in with your significant other, you get to see
the real
so many different sides of them. Like, oh my goodness. What did they say? Madea said it in the player thing. You got to see a person in all four seasons. My God, when you move in with somebody, the things you learn. And him being your first, and you not really being experienced and uncomfortable, you know, that's all normal. All normal, but you have to open your mouth so that y'all can talk through it together. Not saying he's going to stop, but, you know, if it's something that you're uncomfortable with, and as you said, he said he wouldn't do it around you, you know, you might have to reiterate, like, yo, bro.
But don't go off. Don't go off. Like, don't snap. It ain't that deep for you to snap and go off. And that's when you need to learn how to communicate effectively with your man.
Right. Right.
So I'm waiting for her to say how old she is.
She ain't responded back yet. But that's cool. We got a young one. I guess we won't tell you to drive off the bridge, but I can't promise. It's just kind of...
Oh, she's already in the car with me, bruh. Because at the end of the day... At the end of the day, see, it's okay. It's that whole, you've been together for 4 years. I'm going to tell you why she's in the car. You've been together for 4 years. You just now moved in with him, and y'all been living together for 5 months. So now you are getting to know things about your man that you didn't know in the first 3 years. These are things you should have known in 3 years, because I know y'all got rooms. I know y'all stayed together in the house. He spent the night sometimes, or you spent the night wherever he was. So I know you had to see little things here and there, because a person ain't a perfect person every time you spend the night with them.
Right.
4 years?
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you in that car still. I ain't even let you out the driver's seat yet. You still in that car, and you got to drive up that hill, boo. Because being together 4 years makes it even worse, because these are things that you should have known about your mate. These are things that you should have his feelings should have been. And if y'all just now moving together, then he's accustomed to watching porn in his own home when you're not there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not a habit that he can just stop because he's been living with you for 5 months. Because for so long he's been doing it in the privacy of his own home, in his own bed. He's never had to get out his bed to go in the bathroom and watch porn.
Right. That's the part. 5 months in, he's just doing what he's been doing.
So now you want him to change his routine because he moved in with you. It's called compromise, honey. Why would you make him be uncomfortable to go somewhere and do something because you're uncomfortable with him doing something that he's used to doing in his own bed? And now that he has moved in with you, now he got to make himself uncomfortable and he can't get to his peak because it's uncomfortable to you for him to watch porn and ejaculate in your bed.
Mm-hmm.
Make it make sense, honey. We not finna have an Oprah moment. We finna have a come to Jesus meeting because you need some big sisters. You need some big sisters that you can sit down and talk to, and it's gonna let you know, like, you are now living with this man. That means your world is going to change just like his world had to change.
Right.
And in 5 months, you're probably seeing things that irked you because you're used to staying in your own space, and now you have to share a space with somebody 24 hours a day. So just like he has to compromise, you got to compromise.
I don't know.
Together, honey. Because ain't no way.
I feel for you. I definitely do. She did not tell us how old she is, but she did say, I appreciate all of your feedback. It's definitely helping me look at it from another point of view. So I'm going to sit down with myself and see what issues I have with myself before I make any more mistakes. I'm only human, young, and still learning how to be in a relationship. Thank you, ladies, so much. It's all good. It's all good.
You're like, so welcome.
Like you said, you're young. You're going to do a lot of things, and it's not necessarily making mistakes. It's experiences. And one thing that you want to remember is how you feel is valid, but how you act has to be conscious of your significant other.
That's a fact.
Your feelings are 100% valid. If something makes you uncomfortable or you don't like it, tell him. He loves you, he'll listen. But how you act, how you act, is that's where the weight is. What you got for a diva?
And then a lot of times it ain't even your age. People, period, are human, and we make mistakes. And we don't always have perfect relationships. No relationship is going to be 100% perfect. There's going to be your good days. There's going to be your bad days. You're still learning each other. No matter how long y'all are together, you're always going to learn something about that person that you did not know when you first got with them. Or you may not have known in year 3 or year 5 or year 6. It's always going to be something that you're going to learn. It's always going to be mistakes made. The key is when it's a mistake made to learn to effectively communicate. It's easier to walk away from a situation, and it's harder to sit down and fix the situation, because when you walk away, you don't have to deal with it no more. If you learn to effectively communicate and fix the situation, that means you can work to build. A foundation is only stable if you're willing to make it stable and build correctly upon that foundation.
She's speaking facts. Well, like she said, you probably just need somebody that you can go to and,
you need to be
you know,
the girl.
You need a big sister. You need to find your big sister. A big sister figure, like a good friend, an older cousin perhaps, an auntie. You know, somebody that's going to tell it to you like it is, but keep your secrets as well. You're learning. Don't be so hard on yourself. You worried about us being hard on you. Don't be so hard on yourself. You're learning. And 6 months, y'all will have been living together for a year and a month. Either you're going to be used to him watching porn and whacking off behind you, or you've joined in. Because like Diva said, he's been doing this for some time. And he's probably older than you. I'm not saying much older. I don't know. But little boys tend to play with themselves at very young ages. So I'm sure he's been doing that for some time now. I'm sure he's been doing that for some time now. So you're just coming on board. It's going to be an adjustment for you, sweetheart, but he could be doing worse. He could be looking to get relieved elsewhere, but it doesn't seem like that's what he's doing because you didn't mention nothing about that. So look at everything. Look at the whole perspective.
That's a fact.
And see how y'all can work that out. Y'all got to work it out. Y'all got to work it out. I am going to play some happy music. Because you told me you're young. And the way that this call, or excuse me, this letter has gone from the beginning, you're definitely in a car. So with that being said, I'm going to try and give you a happy ride. This is Happy by Charles Reed. We'll be back after these drops. It's 10 o'clock. Beastie will be in the building. And remember what I said. Already in the car. You're already in the car. What was that?
Yeah, baby. She love this song, 'cause I'm on this song. You looking at me, girl, with those big old pretty eyes, and the world's most beautiful smile. I just can't say no. Gotta show your love for making me feel so good inside. You can bet that your boy gon' ride, for sure, for sure. And if you wanna see the world, I'm gon' buy you a map, you know. Just show me where you wanna go. I never met a chick so trill. It blows my mind. And you got a little thug in you too. When girl, I like that. And it's for you that I stay on my grind. So if you ask me for the world, I would ask God to give it to me. Is there anything else you need? 'Cause there ain't nothing in the world I wouldn't do for my baby. Baby, if you ask me what I want, I just wanna make you happy.
Yeah, man, you don't know Lila Ike, this is now we say big up that stage, you don't know it going on. Yes, at that stage of the vibe where everybody wah wah. Yes, yes, and we say who know of them vibe, you tell me where they want to do now. Yeah, man.
Yo, this son of the star rocking with Nikki and Shanice on Women's Takeover Wednesday. I'm here every week.
Hey, yo, what it do is Stats, 1/3 of Count Up, repping Westside Fayetteville. You rocking with the Stage Radio, man. Fuck with it. Gang, gang.
You're live in the mix with the Stage Radio.
The Stage Radio.
All right, y'all. We 2 minutes, just 2 minutes early. Just two. It's all good. Beastie. Hi.
Hi.
How you
How
doing today?
Are you? I'm pretty good.
Them tacos. Them tacos got me smoked. Okay. That was my taco commercial. So, do you need me to reread this letter?
I don't know nothing about this letter. I feel good because I don't know what y'all said this time. Like, I was usually listening, but I was talking to Kwanikwa, and I don't know what y'all said tonight. So, I'm going to give my only opinion because usually I take y'all opinions into it. And but or not, tell me the story.
Hey, y'all. How do you feel about your significant other watching porn and masturbating right next to you in bed while you're trying to sleep? Yes, I bugged out. I'm working on, oh, good, Gretch came just in time. Hey, Gretch. I'm working on trying not to overestimate things.
I'm right here with
sometimes,
you. They got me fucked up.
All right, so listen. But sometimes I slip up because he got me fucked up. I asked him to at least have the decency to go to the bathroom or something way before this happened. But apparently last night he decided it was okay to do it at 4 a.m. Shit woke me up and I had to be up at 6 a.m. for work. But whenever I try to bring up something that bothers me, it's never a big deal. I brought it up later in the day instead of going off at 4. And he tried to deny it, which made it worse. By the way, I don't care that he watches it. Who doesn't? But I asked him not to watch it while I'm in the same room. I need it to vent. You got any advice for me? I'm not the type to watch it with him either. Take it easy on me. Now, I'm going to let y'all know what we just recently found out. So we just recently found out that they're young. They've only been living together for 5 months. He's her first real relationship and her first sexual partner. Listen, you
who
have to
cares? I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
And
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
Right.
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. You shouldn't have written the letter.
We care about the letter.
You old enough to write the motherfucking letter, but you, yeah.
Right.
Shut the fuck up. Nobody give a fuck
Talk
if y'all been together for 1 month, 2 months. I don't give a fuck if you
Talk
18, 17, 16, 16, 12.
What you got on
this
letter, Gretch? Because you know.
You want me to go first or you want to go first?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I'm pretty
go
sure
first.
We're going to be on the same accord.
Nah, go first, Gretch.
Yeah, I need to go first anyway because I don't never know when I'm going to get fired. But anyway, I'll be at work. Y'all got me fucked up. I got a letter. The Gretch is at work answering y'all stupid-ass letters about the shit that y'all already got answers to.
Oh,
shut the fuck
God.
Up. Hey. Grow the fuck up. The nigga probably was actually thinking about you at the point. He didn't want to wake you up because he knew you was going to be a bitch about it. So guess what? I want some motherfucking gear. I want to fuck my bitch laying right here. Let me put on some fucking porn. Right. He's looking at you. Yeah.
It's
let me get off to some fucking porn while my bitch laying right here. You feel what I'm saying? You wake up. You got attitude because you watching porn.
What? Bitch, turn your ass over and let them nut on your butt cheeks. Put them nut on your butt cheeks. Open your motherfucking mouth.
Yeah.
Shut up, baby. Like, what the fuck with your childish ass? Shut the fuck up. You know, stupid as fuck. Do you talking about going to the bathroom? No. You go in the bathroom and goddamn put your head in the motherfucking toilet, submerge that motherfucker, flush it, and kill yourself. That's what the fuck you do. Okay? Your childish, dumb ass. I watch porn.
Yeah.
My nigga, all the motherfucking time. You get what I'm saying? Real story. And y'all know Gretz don't lie about real stories. I got a whole new boyfriend. My baby daddy finally got over it. We can still talk on the phone, and we good with it. Shout out, DC. Boom. We both moving on, but we still got them on fuck when we see each other from time to time. Sorry, baby daddy. But,
can you pour me a shot?
But at the end of, the motherfucking day, the more of the story is, if you don't watch that motherfucking porn with your nigga, if you don't turn that motherfucking ass cheek up or that titty up and rub them balls of that thigh while he's in his fucking throat and while he's watching that porn, then you a sorry ass bitch. It's your problem.
Yeah.
It ain't you. He need to find him another
it's
bitch.
It's very
you
rare we're all on the same page.
Right.
Yes,
look,
talk to
I'm rolling over. And then my whole thing is I want to know, like, I might even be in mid-sleep, but I roll over and realize what's going on. Oh, shoot, let me see what you're watching. Let me see which one is about to get you off. All right, yeah, okay, my nigga know what to do. Like, if you watching some whack-ass shit, like, you watching motherfucker forcing fuck somebody, yeah, we got a problem. But if you watching big booty hoes, goddamn snapback, goddamn throat babies, like, all that shit, I'm with it. Like, what you saying? Yeah.
She's a throat baby. Somebody. Shout out to all the throat babies.
No,
doing what they do with all the throat goats.
This is
you need to grow the fuck
bad.
Up. And he shouldn't have to go to the bathroom in his own fucking crib to watch no fucking porn because your ass sleepy, bitch. I'd smack you on the motherfucking middle of your forehead with my dick if I had one, if I was your nigga.
Oh, my
you got
goodness.
Me fucked up.
It's still the WCW.
King Kong. King Kong. You can hear me for
okay.
Sure.
Okay. Come on, BC. So we, come on, BC. I just want to get to the music part. Come on. Because I know you got love. Look. This little bitch. This little hoe. A little what you want.
Read the
want.
First part of the letter, man.
The first
I just need you to read the first part of the letter. I just need you to read
the
first.
The hey, how do you feel about your significant other watching porn and masturbating right next to you in bed while you're trying to sleep?
I
right,
love it.
Right there,
turn me
right
up.
There, right there,
turn
right
me
there,
up.
Right there, right
turn
there,
me up.
Right there, right there,
right
there.
Right there.
Right there. First
and that's
of
all. How you let the beat build, bitch.
First of all, here's the problem. You masturbating. No. Masturbating is relaxing. Ain't nothing wrong with jerking your dick, bro.
Ain't nothing wrong with playing with the pussy either. I'm here to speak for the women.
I
masturbate.
I find it quite enjoying. But to lay next to your woman and masturbate is a whole different ballgame. You got to know how to lay next to her while she's sleeping and masturbate. You can't be smacking her on her ass because you don't want
come
her
on,
to wake
come
up.
Come on.
You don't want her to wake up. So you can't be smacking her on her ass. You gotta gently but firmly rub your dick on the butt. Gently but firmly. Because you don't want her
not
to wake
gently,
up.
But
because
firmly.
you don't know what type of time she gonna wake up on. She might wake up, suck your dick. She might wake up and say, what the fuck you doing, pervert?
And if I do, I can't wait for that. I'm about to come. And then guess what? I'm about to catch it. Don't fucking play with me.
So you don't know what type of time. What they say, you got 60 seconds of eternity. You don't know. She might rip your dick off. So you don't know what's going to happen.
You don't know what's going to happen. So you got to know how to jerk off while she's asleep. First of all, the fact that she know you was jerking off, how hard was you beating your meat that you woke up? No.
That's what I have to say first.
Right.
That's not what you're
being all aggressive now. Like, if you're
right,
aggressive,
you
that means they ain't been giving you that at all.
Right.
And
you,
then you need to pay for that too.
You ripping the skin off your own neck. Now, how loud did you have the porn? This porn, if she sleep, is not supposed to be with her. It's supposed to be with you and the porn and your cock. No. You decided you're going to play the porn loud enough for her to wake up. You got it black.
Right, BC, you got to play the porn with the visitors. Where you got to play the porn with the visitors.
Hear
it without
her. I hope the porn was blasting. I hope it. Because if you was jerking your dick that hard when she woke up, you have a major problem, brother. You should have took that shit to the bathroom, like she said. You should have took.
Look,
that shit
because I know you don't like to be interrupted, but and then on top of that, like, where's your dick game at? Like, what the fuck? Like,
right.
What you got going on? Maybe you got a little like. Do you only got to use two fingers to jack your dick, or do you use all five? Like, I need to figure this all out at this point because maybe I am a teen and appalled at the same damn time because now you can get this little ass dick up in your hand because you got little hands. You got that motherfucking strong hand from the fucking,
you sitting
the
there.
Movie.
Hold on, Grunch. Then you sitting there whacking off. She got on them tight booty shorts. She got that goddamn nightgown on. You just pull up. Oh, Jesus. Ass looking delicious. Delicious. And you whacking off. Now, somewhere there's a problem in your marriage, your relationship, your whatever. Because you should have just been able to slide over. Put your dick in and hope for the best. No, nigga. You got the whole house shaking. How hard are you whacking your dick that she wake up? God damn, son. You wanted her to wake up. Now she wake up. Oh, look at this nasty nigga. How could you be mad? You a nasty nigga. You know why she think you a nasty nigga? Because you ain't try to rub it on her butt. You ain't try to put it in the pussy. No, nigga, you just sitting there next to her. Whole bed. The kids waking up. How hard are you masturbating? You obviously you ain't got no lotion. You dry rubbing. Your dick on fire.
She obviously ain't if she thought the need to do all that, she obviously ain't giving that man no pussy. I don't give a fuck how tired he is. At the end of the day, it don't take nothing to throw a leg up real quick. Niggas don't even mind.
Let me tell you
something. Like, even if you're tired, like, I don't give a fuck. Man.
I don't give
that's,
a fuck who you are.
I don't mind
I
my nigga jerking off. I'm going to turn around and look at some nasty
I got
ass
a whole wife.
And turn that leg up.
And
exactly.
I know,
and if she don't feel like pussy, throw
know,
a leg up real quick.
As my wife is sleeping and I wake up with that Woody Woodpecker, that leg up already, nightgown slid up, there's no way I'm chugga 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 chugga
Okay, so my whole thing. Okay, listen. No, you're right,
Hold
Lisa. You're right about that.
Finish
I do. No, I am going to let you finish, but you're right about that. But I'm just saying, in case of the answers, my only answers of when I will let a nigga do that is because I'm on my cycle. So, the case. So, it was a different. So, I feel you. I'm all there with you, though. I'm on your side. I'm done.
Man, if you laying there next to your wife, your girlfriend. Now, first of all, you shouldn't be laying there next to nobody. Stop. Hold. Whatever the fuck you want to call it. And this bitch is not giving no pussy. Bitch, get out or you should have got out. Now, if you laying there next to your wife, your girlfriend, this your boo baby, shout to my boo baby. If you laying there next to her, you should be able to slide in there. And she not mad because she like your dick. So you slide in there, get you one off, rub one off. She get hard, you go back to sleep. No, this nigga, chugga. Next to why the poor, but she's not saying the porn woke her. Let me just jigga. She said the porn woke her up. The loudness. This bitch got the porn turned up loud. Nigga, the porn is supposed to be between you and your dick. The dog
and
got to get out when
definitely.
I'm masturbating.
Yeah.
The dog.
Yeah.
Mr. Bobos, you got to get the fuck out when I'm spanking off.
What's the dog's name, BC?
Mr. Bobos. He got to get the fuck out.
And poor Bobo.
He got to go.
Poor motherfucking Bobo.
Bobo got to go. Well, I'm spanking off. Bitch, I'll tie you to a chain. You run around the yard. I'm a yank off. Then you can come back in. This shit crazy. Then this girl took him out. Don't. Tricky bag. First of all, you worried about us treating you bad. Your man treating you bad because he jerking off while you laying there. How bad do you want to be treated? How bad? Your man treating you bad. Your pussy is that wet that he can't even slide over. Lift the butt cheek up. Slide in. No, he can't do that. How bad are you? Or, how bad is your pussy that he gotta lay next to you and watch porn? Bitch, you sent this letter here? How bad is your pussy. You think the man, hold on.
Quiet, nigga, let me get a shot. Can you pull me a shot?
I am. Now, back to y'all. How bad are you? Now, how bad is your pussy? The way he got to wake up. Now, nigga.
Nikki, can we talk to the nigga? Because I need to talk to the nigga.
Go ahead.
Now, nigga, how whack is your dick? That when you try to slide in her, she says, that you got to put the porn on. How whack is your dick for her to say, this is a two-seater car right here for me. This is a two-seater car here for me. First of all, let me talk to him. First of all, ain't nothing wrong with beating off man or female.
I know a lot of women who jerk off, rub their pussy. I know a
every
lot
night,
of shit.
I jerk
one.
Off at the fucking and it was great.
Shit.
If I need to rub another one out, I'm rubbing that bitch. Well, I'm going to rub that next one out because I'm still turning up. And you already sleep. I don't give a fuck.
I know.
What nobody say.
Like Gretch. I know a lot of men and women who rubbing one off. Me, myself, I ain't got no problems with rubbing one off. My wife is bae. Bae, bro. I'm talking about fatty, bangy.
Hey, 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 hey.
But it ain't about her. It ain't about her. I just might want to rub one off. But what I'm not going to do it.
Don't tell nobody that.
But,
nah, her pussy is trash.
But what I'm not going to do
it. Don't call her D-A-S-E-A-D-E-R-A-D-I-O.
What I'm, hold on, Gretch. What I'm not going to do is rub one off while she sleep next to me. Because it might
lie.
Get mouth. Because if I rub one off next to her, I'm going to spit on her butt. And she's going to get mad.
That's the point.
Whether she
that's
wake up.
And then you rub it
or,
in. You just rub it in like lotion.
My wife don't got that type of attention. She might want to wake up fight. But if I do it, I'm jerking off on you, bud. And she's, my wife don't, I got a different type of wife. Y'all got to understand. She don't play certain issues. She don't got time for it. So she wake up and she feels some nut dripping down her butt. It might be a domestic, whole
see,
lot of domestic violence.
Right, and I understand that. But see, my whole thing is when it comes down to me with the jerking off scenario, I guess I'm just completely with it because I'm thinking in terms of women's situation. When we
okay,
go through
but we're
it,
talking about the man.
And they can't.
Let me finish.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Let
so
me
then he
finish.
Can't get with it.
Let
so
me
then
finish.
He got to get with it.
Let
okay,
me finish with dude. Then we gonna get it to her. You nasty nigga. You could have, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
You could have got up, went to the bathroom, spanked off, came back, laid next to her. Oh, shit. Let me see. No.
Phone.
You went off right there. Nikki.
Yeah, why would he get out his bed? Why would he get out his bed and that's not what he used to?
Let
they ain't even been living together that long.
Like, I'm
you
I'm
right
here with my woman beside me. Like, let me look at her. I love her essence. It is what it is. She's sweet. I know she don't like to get woke up. So I want to spank off to her because I'm still thinking about fucking her. Like, I don't understand
right.
The problem.
Let
like,
me fucking
I'm with
chat.
It. I just did it tomorrow. I just
talk
did it tomorrow. Alyssa, you heard me? I just did it tomorrow. I'm about to do it when I get off work. Tomorrow.
Bye, y'all. You too. Listen. You laying next to your woman. And you scared to put your dick in her. So you sit there and you blast the porn so she can wake up.
Uh-oh.
No. Instead of just sliding your dick in her, you watch porn, praying, Jesus, I hope she wake up. She wake up on a whole different time. You nasty motherfucker.
I'm with that nasty shit, though.
Get in your car.
Know. What?
Get in your car. You nasty oh. Nigga.
That was rough.
Gassy. Gassy.
Whatever. As soon as you about to get off, let me catch it.
When you gonna catch it?
Where you gonna
put it at? Wherever you want to put it at. You want it on my titties? Where you want it at? You want it in my hair? I'm here for it. Like,
Lord.
I'm here for the shit.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
No, we're not going to mess up the hair now. We're not going to mess up the hair, but we're going to.
Okay.
Girl, I got
dreads.
I can watch those things straight
now
out.
Now we got.
Natural. Just making it grow.
Now we got Buddy, Diva, Gretch, and the cop. They roll up the gas.
I just did that.
Help him put his feet on the gas.
She need to grow up.
She was at nothing. I ain't have...
All y'all in the car. Roll up the blunt. Gorilla glue number 7.
Oh, I'm on my way. And guess what? I survived the motherfucking incident. Let's talk about
it. Splash. Kill yourself.
Nah, she needs to grow
up.
I
love her. And look, on a regular day, even when it ain't no sneaky link type shit, like I love a nigga to jack off in front of me, so that's just my personal preference. Like, I love it. Like, yes, pull that dick out and show me what the fuck you want me to work with. You jack off and get that motherfucking shit where you want it to be. Bitch, I'm sliding down that pole with my mouth or my motherfucking pussy. I'm just saying. Freak nature is freak nature. Everybody's freak nature ain't the same. So this is never going to be a whole sexual experience.
Nikki.
I love it. I'm with the shit. Yes, let me look up.
Hold on.
Mute her.
Okay, wait, G. Hold on. It is definitely still the WTW. It did
If you into jerking off, masturbating, rubbing one off while watching porn, don't do this shit while laying next to your significant other. Fuck that. Unless you trying to get them to participate. Y'all know the other day, I was feeling some sort of way. And I was trying to get my significant other to participate. So I was with the shit. But it just didn't feel good to me. Because that's not where she was. Yo, sex, maybe, like, if you are, I want to say, a hoe. Or promiscuous.
You with somebody
who you don't want to be with, you just want to smash. Okay, maybe that works. But when you with your wife, your husband, and you sitting there you might as well try to slide it in. I'd rather take my chances of sliding in Nikki. And her beefing or enjoying it.
Don't put me in the spotlight.
I think Nikki gonna enjoy it. Cause I'm a slot in it. But I think
don't wake me up.
But if you scared, You just sitting there jerking off to some porn next to your fucking girlfriend. Now, first of all, you shouldn't have no slur, no busted baby, no bop head, no bucket head laying next to you. So, only bitch laying next to you should be your wife, your girlfriend, your fiance. If this bitch laying next to you and y'all ain't fucking, you a duck. Because ain't no way I'm laying next to a bitch that's not my wife, my girlfriend.
A female?
No way.
A lady? A woman? A female?
No way. 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 I'm laying next to you. And we're not doing nothing. We're just laying there. That's not how BC give it up. No way. No way. No way. I'm going home. I'm going home. You should not be romancing some bucket head. These niggas got the game fucked up. They got it. They out here romancing these hoes. They romancing these bucket heads. Y'all niggas got the game fucked up. Y'all romancing these hoes. Y'all spending the night, waking up, getting these bitches breakfast. Fuck out of here, B. You shouldn't even spend the night with this bucket head. If you fucking, you fuck. If you're not, you're not. Either way, go home when it's time to go to bed.
They live together. She was a virgin. You all over the place.
She was a virgin.
That's not what happened.
She was a virgin.
That's not what happened.
She was a virgin. She was a virgin.
And they live together. It ain't no going home.
She was a virgin. Okay. She was a virgin. Okay, okay. Let's
That's
go
what
there.
I tried to tell
she
y'all. Yeah, I'm yelling. No, don't want to hear it. I tried to give y'all the whole scenario.
No. Let me fuck this cow, babe. Just hold the cow.
Look, I'm just trying to educate you on what's going on.
Okay. So she holding, okay, so why is she holding the tail? Let me fuck this cow. Okay, she was a virgin. Okay. She was a virgin. She ain't want no dick in her. You should have took your ass home. You should have took your ass home.
That
is
home.
His home.
They live together.
Where was he going? He went home.
There was nowhere else for them to go.
No,
they live together.
Let me fuck
he was home.
Cow. Y'all joining my cow.
Man, you in the wrong home.
Nah,
you in the wrong hole.
Nah, I'm not.
That was his home. Where was he going? Where was he going? He was home.
Mute her, too. Mute her, too.
But he was home.
Back to what I was saying. Mute her, too. Now, back to what I was saying.
But you're going off the deep end.
He lived there. Okay, he lived there. Okay, he lived there. He lived there. She was a virgin. First of all, who moves in with a virgin? All right. She was a virgin.
What?
Okay. Okay, she was a virgin. Yeah, you a woman. You could say something like, what? Okay, who moves in as a man? Who moves in with a virgin? Okay, now, if you move in with the virgin, you take that shit to the bathroom, like she said.
She wasn't a virgin when they moved in. She was a virgin when they met 4 years ago.
No, just let it go. Let him go.
But she just sounded stupid as we go.
Because
she wasn't
a
virgin, but she...
We tried to explain it. They've been together for 4 years, but they just moved in together. And he was her only sexual partner. So we don't exactly know at what time she was no longer a virgin. However, she's not sexually experienced. She is young. She didn't know what to do. It made her feel uncomfortable. They were together for 4 years. So let's just say they was in high school sweethearts. They feel like they in love. They feel like they going to be together forever. They got a place together. Who knows? She could still be, they could both still be in school. We don't know. But it wasn't a situation of him being with a hoe.
So, okay, so what you saying is.
It was none of that.
They was.
It was none of that.
So what you saying is, they were high school sweethearts, right? Quantica, can't you do? So there was high school sweethearts, right? They fucked, right?
Right.
They fucked.
Right.
My dog.
Fucked. Now, this nigga, right, which side where my dog's at? So, they fucked, right? But now this nigga is still got a whack off. She's feeling uncomfortable because she wake up, feeling the bed going jigga, 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 jigga. Or she hit a point, why the fuck? Quantica, what did you do? That's crazy. That's crazy. Yo, imagine, yo, this is what I was telling Quantica. Imagine the tables being turned. Imagine the table. This was, man, Quantica had a whole discussion. Shout out to Quantica. We had the whole discussion on this topic while y'all were talking. Imagine a woman. Y'all women. Grinch. Diva. Mabu baby. Y'all women. Imagine y'all having a man where y'all gotta masturbate in front of him.
Some men like
that. Imagine that. How would you feel if you're masturbating, you're playing with your pussy while this man is laying there? How do you fucking feel? How do you think the
normal
man is feeling that you gotta play with your pussy to get this man attention? You have to watch porn to get this man attention. How do you
maybe
feel?
Maybe it's a preference.
Something, like I said, something ain't right. Is a dick ain't right? The pussy ain't right. Something ain't right. But
it's
how do you determine it?
They just feel she feel uncomfortable because it's new.
Because she masturbates. She masturbates just like he masturbates. So both of them masturbate.
She watches porn.
So
right. She watches porn.
She watches
right.
porn.
Right.
She just doesn't want him to do it in front of her. She rather him not do it in front of her, but
now,
do it somewhere else, like she does it somewhere else.
Right, 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 right. She goes to the bathroom or to auntie's house or granny's house.
Well, maybe that's what she's used to.
But how do you feel? She don't do it in front of him. She goes to the bathroom, auntie's house, you know, the homegirl house, masturbate. Maybe she do it when he go to work.
Let's see. Shout out this dog.
But how is it cool? How is it cool if she do it in front of him?
It's not. No one
Yo,
ever
as
said
a woman,
it was.
Let me ask your women that question.
Let me bring in
if a man. If a man wake up, no, if a woman wake up and a man yanking his dick, watching porn in front of him, he right there, laying that seat.
You want to talk about it? Because y'all know I always got a story.
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
So let's talk about it.
I'm sorry.
Let's talk about it. So now, how would y'all feel if a man wake up, and your man yanking his dick? Like, how would a man feel? How would a man feel if his woman
roll up and get on it? Like,
how would a man feel if his woman?
Do you actually want to answer, or are you just going to answer?
No, Zach.
Are you just going?
Hold on. I got my man Zach in the building. Zach, how would you feel if you wake up? And you got a whole dick, and your woman laying there next to you masturbating.
No, I'm freaky, and I ain't even trying to sound crazy, but I'm blessed. So I ain't trying to sound because of the situation. But I am, and anybody listening that know me know I'm pulling it down. So it's a little different for me. I'm usually being woke up to the action. So, but if she was, I would quote any female on my phone. Just in fact, I'm blessed.
Women join in.
So calm the fuck down on that.
Hold on.
Women join in. Women join in.
Hold on. It's still WTW. And I gave you all the floor.
Girl, that took off your whole show. It's no longer WCW.
As usual, it is. I pulled it back. It is.
That's today.
You have the power to view everybody.
But the situation.
But you're still letting them talk. So view all of them and then let it be WCW.
They ain't playing
them bitches. The situation.
I still got it though.
They no talk to him, Zah. Listen. At the end of the day, in this particular scenario, this is a young woman. She told him that she felt uncomfortable, and it was something that I'm going to say, in my imagination, he was helping her work through, maybe get more comfortable sexually, whatever the case is, and he violated her that night. No. All right. Hold on, because I can't be heard.
I can't hear you at all.
I am muted. I'm muted. I'm muting. So at the end of the day, in this particular situation, it was between a young couple who were going through their own first-time experiences. This is not an experienced man, well, possibly, but it's not an experienced woman who should know better and who would have rolled over and joined in and jumped on the D and did all of this and all of that. That's not the situation that was brought to the table. It went left when everybody else decided what they would have done, respectfully. But you can't say that women won't join in. You can't say that a man will do this and a woman, because there's some women that I know personally that have probably more testosterone than some of the men I know personally, and they would have took the situation in their own hands. Flipped him over. So let's get it.
That's why I said she needs a big sister.
She need a big sister. She need a big sister. In her situation, it was about respect. And she felt violated because of something that they talked about. It had nothing to do with none of what he was saying. Now, again, we play the what-if game. So if it was our situations, what would we do, what would we do? Okay, that's funny, that's cool. But you can't say what a woman won't do. Because G has said she's going to do what she got to do, whether he sleep or not.
I'm going to do what I want to do. Like, I be rubbing on that nigga's chest, like, rubbing his face, like, even looking at him in his eyes when his eyes are closed, and it just turned me on because I realized he's fucking tired. He just got the fuck off of work.
Yeah,
I don't even want to wake him up. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to turn on my motherfucking porn. And guess what? The crazy part about it is people don't even ask what your favorite turn-up time is on that porn. I'm going to watch motherfucking lesbian porn. I want to see some bitches eating some motherfucking pussy because they do it the best while looking at my fucking nigga. At the end of the day, guess what he's going to do? He's going to turn over and he's going to look at it with me. And then he's going to be like, oh, shit, I'm with the shit. But guess what? Bitches, my whole thing is, okay, this is it. My whole thing is, this is the last thing I'm going to say. I promise you, Nikki, and I'm done. My whole thing is, women have, certain women, some of them don't have it all the time, but certain bitches still have periods every fucking month. So at the end of the day, my nigga want to turn the fuck over and watch some fucking porn because he can't stick his motherfucking dick in my fucking pussy. Guess what? I'm with you. If you want to put it in my mouth, I'm with his fucking shit. When he got there, that's the fuck off. Watching this porn, and if he want to turn over and he say, I'm about to nut, and he just want me to catch it in my mouth, guess what?
I might just put
I'm going to do
your
that.
Butt. Oh,
that's
yeah.
my whole personal
yeah,
thing.
Sure.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, that's what
sure.
it is. And I'm going to turn the fuck over and turn over one fucking butt, too. That's what I'm saying. That's everybody's personal experience. You can't turn everybody up
thought.
And say it's disrespectful. Mm-hmm. Some people into it. Okay, I'm going to mute myself.
Hold that
I'm
thought,
done. Zah. I'm just saying, I'm into it.
Hold that thought,
Zah. All right, now, no.
Hold that. Hold that thought, Zah.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I got to play a song. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to let you say what we have, what you want to say. We're going to wrap it up. Because I don't know why we have to be so animated with our words tonight. Like, I'm over it. Throw the whole damn show in the trash. I'm over it.
Yeah. No, I can't do this. With my nigga, the type of shit that make a saint turn into a sinner. Put the pussy in his face and tell him eat his fucking dinner. He wanna dive deep in the water like a swimmer. I don't need a winner, I ain't racing to the finish line. Fuck me fast and slow, but I ain't stopping till he give me mine. Coming in my pussy on my face, it's what daddy likes. I am such a pleaser out my season, but we fucking ride. We be going rounds, he gon' knock it out, beat the kitty up. I'm like giddy up, riding on that dick, he my pick me up. Hit it from the back, pull my head, cause it's mine. Got an arch so mean, I could feel it in my spine. Throw it back like it's Thursday. Got these niggas Thursday, but he can get the cake like every day another birthday. This pussy is a gift, keep it wrapped up in lace. I don't play unless it's head game, suck it, leave him dead. Got that deep throat, no gag. Sloppy shit, no rag. I be making hoes mad. All my exes throw back. China got that wet wet. And I got the best neck, best sex. Tommy's little secret that is best kept. Sending news in daytime, so we know it's playtime. Other bitches want him, but this grip will make him stay mine. Jill with the mic, don't need Scott for the mess. And I ain't got no problem swallowing, I'll get the rest. Three.
All right.
Zion.
Maybe my niggas feel disrespected because I love lesbian porn. I love to watch the bitches eating pussy. So, do he feel disrespected? No, he don't. He turned right the fuck over and watch it with me. Jack off on my fucking ass shit. Sometimes I can fuck. And then we just so into the moment that it just is what it is. And then, you know, you got other times with the women on their monthly. And then you can't fuck. So, shit, yeah, turn my nigga up one time, Quay. What's up?
It's just okay to not share all your business is my point. We didn't need to know all that.
Oh, my bad. But I didn't write the letter, though. I ain't the one that wrote the letter.
No, you didn't. And the letter didn't contain all that you gave. You gave us opening mouths and everything else. The point is this. This young girl is going to experience so much more. She may not even be with this dude in a year. But if you are uncomfortable, it don't matter what we say, what he say. You got to work through that. And that's what she said in the first hour. She thanked us for our advice, and she says she's going to look and reflect to herself and things that she might need to work on herself because she's uncomfortable with that.
What part did she say she was young?
She said that after, you know, we had just responded to a couple of things in the letter, and she was just saying, thank you for the feedback.
She could be
she's
an old-ass dumb bitch with a low-ass IQ.
Where do you come from? But you have, like, so many different accents coming out of that one little body. I don't know. That IQ, I don't know where that one came from. You hear my background music. Yo, I am tired.
A whole lot of old-ass dumb bitches out here. They ain't did shit
is.
Still. They still motherfucking on Section 8 and can't even pay that $8. So make that make sense. So,
it
you know.
Is. Well, I'm going to wrap this show up early because it apparently, if y'all can hear what's going on in my background, it's a little bit rude. I'm tired anyway. It was a crazy show as usual. I love everybody. Please be safe. DC will be back with his nonsense tomorrow.
Look, you need to, like, going out, you need to play Who the Fuck Left the Gates Open. Ain't that the name of that song with DC and Sonny? Who was it, Sonny? Who the fuck left the gate open?
The ballhead song.
We need to play that shit going out.
I'm playing my blessings because we need to purify and sanctify the radio for tomorrow after tonight. Good night.
I love you. I still love you, Tracy.
I love you too, boo.
Hey, big up the Houston. It's your girl, Lil Tiff. Yo, we want my spirit so when I lie from people, we still try to kill them. And I know why you reach so far, I just pray for them, but I feel one little bit good. But that just blessing. Holy Spirit, I shine up on you. But that just blessing. You press the heart and judge it, I'll bless you. Some people in a life, yeah, them really want to kill you. Them no want to see you make it, them just want to see you struggle. First instance is the key. Yes, I could agree, determination.
and meditation bring for possibility. People see us outside, the literally stopping me. Then them come round, yeah, with them negativity. Me a preaching generation, don't listen to me, please. Work hard for your goals and turn things to reality. Yo, we want hard spirit somewhere in our life. Some people will still try to kill us. Keep on mind out of me heart. Give negativity those on my thoughts. Every day me wake up, me pray for your proper heart. Me a elevate, I gotta open gates. Them I wonder how me make it for the teacher just to see it. No matter where you are, go do the hits and them I go eat. So no follow them up and stop procrastinate. Them I try fight me up on me and rise. I want them to see to me and aim for the sky. Now no time to waste or evil for action. I work hard for my goals and then my star shine. Yo, we want our spirit somewhere in our life. Some people will still try to kill us. Them don't know why you read so far, I just price. But them brush up for your own little bit cool. But that's just a blessing. Holy Spirit does shine hope on you. But that's just a blessing. You press a heart on judge and God bless you. Some people in our life, yeah, them really want to kill you. Them don't want to see you make it, them just want to see your trouble. Persistence is the key. Yes, I could agree. Determination, meditation bring for possibility. People see us outside, the literally stopping me. Then them come round, yeah, with them negativity. Me a preaching generation, don't listen to me, please. Work hard for your goals and turn things to reality. Yo, we want our spirit somewhere in our life. Some people will still try to kill us.